today, we want to talk about comparison.
Oh, yes. I feel like we've all felt this at one point in time, and I feel like we tend to think it's not a spiritual thing. Like, we tend to think it's just a natural, you know, emotion I have, but honestly, a lot of what we take into our everyday world is what we're practicing in the spiritual realm.
That's right. And not too long ago, my wife and I, we were out running together along the river. And as we were running, we both were now listening to the coach. And the coach was telling us to find a pace that we were comfortable with. Now, one thing that I could tell you is that that's something my wife and I in 10 years of marriage have never done. We have never run together. And so we should have been enjoying the fact that we are actually out, we're running, we're doing something we've never done. But immediately after we got running, someone else came behind us and they were running like a gazelle and just went right past us. And immediately in our mind, we said, you know what? Why are we doing this? And it's in that same way that in prayer, comparison destroys the miracle that God is doing in your life.
Yeah, comparison almost belittles your progress and makes you only see the negative of things. When honestly, just the fact that you're doing this, just the fact that you're doing prayer time, that's enough in itself. And I don't think our God is looking at us saying, do more, do more, do more. He's just saying, be in his presence, right? Because he wants to minister to you. And so just like in running, the guys were zooming past us, and I'm telling you, y'all, I felt like I was going backwards or something. But I kept holding on because the coach in my ear was so ever gently saying, you got this, you can do this, I'm with you. And family, that's what God is saying to us on today. You got this, you can do this, because I'm with you.
So focus completely on what God is speaking to you today. Take your eyes off of what such and such and what they're doing and what you feel like you should be doing, and focus it completely on, hey, I am in the Word today. And if you want to compete against something, compete against yourself. Mm-hmm. You want to control something, control yourself. Have self-control and say, listen, if I pray today, then I'm going to compete against myself and get ready to pray tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. God bless.